This is part of a wider campaign or awareness campaign that's been run by the Isle of Man Bankers Association with support from the Isle of Man Constabulary, the Financial Crime Partnership, and ourselves, the Cybersecurity Centre for the Isle of Man. And this particular phase is specifically on cryptocurrency scams, helping people to understand how they work, who's being targeted, and how to stay safe.
And have you noticed a rise in crypto-related scams through things like the suspicious email reporting service?
We are seeing a rise of crypto-related frauds both here and increasingly worldwide as well. Scammers are using more convincing tactics, whether it's fake celebrity adverts, deep fake videos, and professional-looking investment websites. So raising public awareness is vital.
And for those who might not follow crypto markets closely, can you just explain in simple terms what a pump and dump scheme might be and why that's so dangerous?
Yes, I mean, what typically tends to happen is that you may see an advert somewhere online where it's advertising the opportunity to invest in cryptocurrency. And if you then contact them, then they will very often show you how, put you in touch with an advisor who will tell you how to go about making an investment and potentially make some recommendations as to what you should invest in. Usually what will happen is that they will show you quite quickly that you've made some returns, you've made a profit, and they will potentially even allow you to withdraw some of those initial profits. But often what has happened is that in order for them to set up your account, you've given them access to your computer, and they're there and able to get up to no good, if you want to put it that way, and potentially then take money from your legitimate accounts.
And why do you reckon crypto scams are so effective? Is it the technology itself? Is it more about the psychology of that kind of principle of fast profits and online hype?
I think that basically partly it's becoming more and more sophisticated. Like I mentioned earlier, the use of social media and things like that. And often that's sort of targeting either young people who are looking maybe to get involved in something that sounds attractive, it's new or relatively new. And it can also be targeted at older residents who are in turn perhaps looking to see whether they can learn a little bit more about what this is and therefore a bit more vulnerable to potentially being taken advantage of.